healthy longevity. You know, everyone wants to be healthy, and most people want to live as long as possible, as healthy as possible. There's certain things you have to start with. First of all, if you don't take care of yourself, there's no way of being healthy. Nobody else could do it for you. Now, once you're a child, after teenage for certain, you are the only one responsible for your life and your health. This means, first of all, you don't smoke. There's nothing other than jumping in front of a freight train any more dangerous than smoking. Number two is don't be fat. Now, that means less than 30% of Americans are not overweight, and over 35% are just plain floppy, obese fat. That is a personal responsibility. I can't do it for you. If you are fat, it is not because you don't have your thyroid function. That will contribute to a little bit, but it's just because you eat sloppy and don't exercise. Now, assuming that you are willing to take care of yourself and exercise adequately, that means then you need to eat real food. 80% of the food in this country is junk. I wouldn't drink a cup of coffee at McDonald's or one of its clones because they've probably got monosodium glutamate in it. Monosodium glutamate is poison for your brain. Everything else they serve has monosodium glutamate in it. It's addicting. And it contributes to fatness and every other problem. So you got to eat real fruits, nuts, seeds, vegetables, meats. And by the way, interestingly, the latest in the last couple of weeks is people who eat red meat 3 times a week have longer telomeres, the tips of your DNA, which are the number one marker of how long you're going to live and how well you're going to live. I'm not pushing red meat. I'm just saying vegetarianism is not a venture towards longevity. Fish is probably the best protein of all. But poultry is good, and red meat is fine as long as you don't eat it every day. And then, of course, you must eat a minimum, I mean a minimum, of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day of your life. Not occasionally, every day. And you must move 30 minutes 5 days a week or more. But a minimum 5 days a week, 30 minutes, that's just to keep from being a couch potato. And finally, you must sleep 7 or 8 hours every 24 hours, preferably at night. People who sleep less than 6 hours or less actually function at the level of, quote, slightly drunk. And they have all kinds of health problems. So, these are the basics. But assuming that you're one of the 2.7% of Americans who have all these good healthy habits, and if not, become one of the 2.7%, or you're not going to get anywhere, then the other thing you can do, that is the simplest thing you can do, is daily to spend 90 seconds putting fire, earth, and crystal bliss on those prospective acupuncture points. That has been shown to regenerate or regrow your telomeres 3.5% every year of your life, instead of shrinking 1%, which they do under the best of health circumstances. And, of course, even more than 1% a year if you have sloppy health habits. The average American lives 78 or 9 years. Our telomeres, when we're born, condition us to live about 100 years if we have good health habits. So the average American, without having the habits we've already enumerated, is losing somewhere around 22 years of life. Everyone. Now, there are other things you could do to rejuvenate your telomeres. One of those is to sleep on a Rejuvamatrix, Rejuvamatrix mattress, 1 hour a night on. You put it on a timer, use it only 1 hour. That works just as well as putting on the 3 bliss oils. There also are the rings of fire, earth, and crystal, which you could stimulate with acupuncture. That's really time-consuming. Or the right kind of electrical stimulation, which would be gigafrequencies, that is 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. But the simplest way is to apply the bliss oils. It takes you, literally, once you learn the points, 30 seconds for each ring, 90 seconds a day, to do fire, earth, and crystal bliss. If you have the good health habits and those, the chances are you will live, well beyond 100 years. How long? Nobody knows yet. The important thing is not as long as you live, but as healthy as you are getting there. And there's no way you can be healthy getting there unless you have the health habits we enumerated at the beginning of this podcast. Please be one of the 2.7%. Take care of yourself and live healthily and long.